Dale Moore, Executive Director for Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Dale, last week, Farm Bureau came out with what they call the Ditch the Rule initiative. Tell me a little bit about what the purpose of this initiative is and what Farm Bureau hopes to accomplish with it.
Well, the Ditch the Rule is aimed at a new proposed rule that our friends at the Environmental Protection Agency have put out regarding their latest attempt to dramatically and substantially, whichever adjective and adverb you want to throw in there, expand their jurisdiction over waters of the U.S. The current Clean Water Act law limits them to navigable waters, and there's definitions in there. But after you get to that particular point, both Congress in the law and the Supreme Court twice in the last decade has told EPA, you know, there is an endpoint to where your jurisdiction ends and the state regulators and local jurisdictions take over. But EPA does not seem to feel that that is far enough, so they're making a strong effort to, in our opinion, be one of the largest federal control over lands of the U.S. Through this proposed rule going out the door. It was published last Monday. So we kicked in our Ditch the Rule campaign, and the ditch part comes from the fact that a reading of the rule would indicate that things that EPA previously has not had under its jurisdiction, but even things as small as ditches and wet spots in a field could fall under their jurisdiction the way they have this defined. We're encouraging our grassroots members to not only let their elected officials know here in Washington, but also share this with their state officials and make sure that everyone is aware that EPA is once again making a dramatic push to take over essentially federal land use planning pretty much for the entire country.
Well, right after the rule came out, Dale, Gina McCarthy was on the Hill and had been asked specifically about this, and she was like, oh, no, this is a good thing. We're better defining what is not a navigable water, not what is a navigable water. What is your reaction to the way that EPA, particularly Mrs. McCarthy, have portrayed this rule as it's been released?
Well, our view on the way this has gotten portrayed is simply, Cindy, that they have, it's a lot more clear. There's not much ambiguity. They are pretty much, under this rule, if it were enforced today, virtually every water in the United States, regardless of where that raindrop falls, and with very few exceptions, EPA would be in charge of the process. EPA has also said that, well, you know, for farmers and ranchers, you all don't need to worry. We've provided this list of exemptions. Those exemptions, which have been part of a voluntary sort of collaborative, cooperative process where farmers, ranchers work with USDA and utilize best management practices to improve, you know, water conservation, soil conservation, wildlife habitat improvement, as well as improving productivity on their farms. Those exemptions now have gone from being voluntary standards to regulatory standards. And we're particularly troubled that in the way that EPA has put them in place, they're effectively a guidance. They're not part of the actual rule itself. They're so-called interpretive rule, which means that if EPA or USDA change their mind on any one of these, you know, 50-plus practices, that could go off the list, or a new one could come on the list that one has to meet in order to take advantage of the exemption. There's another part to this that did not get talked a lot about when EPA was talking about the rule, and that is most of these exemptions apply to farms and practices on those farms that were in place since 1977 forward. Well, that would seem to us anyway, and maybe we're reading it wrong, and we'd love to have them clarify for us, but our interpretation is that that would mean that beginning farmers and ranchers, the young men and women that want to start a farming operation, or maybe they're taking over for the parents and want to change the nature of the operation, they could find themselves not having access to any of these exemptions because, obviously, they haven't been doing this since 1977. So, you know, to quote Mr. Solomon, our president, you know, we view these exemptions they've provided as a little more than a sleight of hand to kind of dampen the opposition among farmers and ranchers. And we feel like it's, you know, that's part of our Ditch the Rule initiative, is to make sure folks understand that exemption and this clarification does bring certainty. It means that EPA and, in some cases, the Army Corps of Engineers are now going to be the folks that you as a farmer, you as a rancher, you as a home builder, pick anything else where you've got to now get a permit from them before you can build, before you can plant a crop, before you can install a fence, all of the different things that are kind of a normal part of running a farm, running a ranch. Now I'm going to have to get a permit from these federal agencies. And in that process, anyone who's ever gone through the permitting process, even on the simplest of general permits, know that that can take up to 12 months, can take tens of thousands of dollars to get through. And there's nothing in the rule, there's nothing in the law, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that EPA has to give you a permit. They could decide, well, you know, nice permit application, but we're going to deny it. Then what's a farmer to do?
Well, you mentioned the fact, the impact this could have on beginning farmers and ranchers, which is so critical for the industry to survive, for our country to survive. And in the hearing today, before the committee, the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau member, the president of Pennsylvania, the County Farm Bureau, testified, and he's a first-generation farmer. And this would have a great impact on, it could set back some of the gains that we're making in new initiatives in the Farm Bill to help encourage young farmers and ranchers to get in the business.
You're absolutely correct, Cindy. And in fact, the young farmer that testified today on behalf of both Pennsylvania Farm Bureau and American Farm Bureau, that was one of the highlights that we intend to make sure folks understand, and that is all of the exemptions that are provided supposedly to make it easier for farmers and ranchers to deal with. He would not qualify for any of them. And as you mentioned, he is a brand new farmer. He did not grow up on a farm, and he wanted to be a farmer. He started his farming operation. And effectively, you know, this rule, the way it's written, could put him out of business simply because he either can't, you know, it's not whether or not he can comply with the law, but whether or not he can afford and has the time to get the permits that he's going to need just to keep doing what would be a normal farming practice.
Now, this is a proposed rule, which means that it is now under a comment period, correct?
That is correct. And it's got a 90-day comment period, and that's one of the things we're encouraging in our Ditch the Rule initiative, encouraging folks to ask members of Congress, to ask their state legislators, to ask their governors to help us put some pressure on EPA and on the administration to extend this out to at least 180 days. This is a very complicated rule. It's a massive rule, and as some who are experts in this field, I'm certainly not one of those guys, but I've followed this close enough and listened to what they had to say, and the point they make is, you know, at a certain point, this quits being about, you know, regulating navigable waters and becomes basically about EPA becoming the federal land use planner in the nation.
So the hearing that you had today, this is not something Congress can necessarily do anything about because this is a bureaucratic move, correct? This is not a legislative move.
It's not legislative, but one of the things that makes a hearing like today's hearing so important, Chairman Schuster and the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, they view this as a very critical, very important issue. They have jurisdiction over navigable waters when it comes to maritime transportation. You know, they're concerned from that aspect and all the other aspects, including, you know, our farmers and ranchers that are dealing with this. But you could very well see if EPA is not responsive, if the administration's not responsive on even extending the comment period, Congress could well say, look, you know, we're not going to say yes or no on the rule itself, but we are going to drive the point home that you need to give folks 180 days because this is a very complicated issue. You need to give folks time to pull their information together and comment on at least when it's printed out on plain white paper, you're looking at, you know, 370-plus pages and trying to understand all of the ins and outs and details of that. We have a number of members of Congress that are writing to each other under what they refer to as the Dear Colleague process. We're obvious, maybe not so obvious to folks outside Washington, but one of the things that's just kicking in to process full-time this week with Congress returning, for the Easter break is the appropriations process. There's another venue for us to get our point across. Again, if the agency is not responsive, then perhaps the appropriators can drive the point home in terms of resources they provide or don't provide if EPA is not going to give us a fair shot and enough time to look this rule over from top to bottom.